The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Four minutes after 8 o'clock, and good morning. I'm John Caldera, in for George. Give me a call, 303-696-1971. Hey, let me put in a pimp for this. I run the Independence Institute. It's Colorado's free market think tank. We work for a smaller government, less taxes, educational choice, Second Amendment rights, property rights. Oh, and we also fight the woke establishment. Since 1985, if you've liked things that we've promoted, made into reality, like the flat tax rate, the Taxpayer Bill of Rights, charter schools, school choice, concealed carry, privatization, oh, we can continue on and on and on. Term limits. The preemption law, which now has been overturned. Go to thinkfreedom.org, thinkfreedom.org. Sign up for our newsletter. Try to put it out at least once a week. It's a stupid little missive by me. Guaranteed to have really bad jokes. I let you know what's going on in our world. And it's good to know you're not alone. There's still of us who believe in smaller government in Colorado, what we're working on, how we've been able to bring the tax base or the tax level lower, even though Colorado continues to turn into a commies paradise. We're still passing policy changes. We're still keeping the fight going. That's thinkfreedom.org. Also, if you haven't gone to CompleteColorado.com, CompleteColorado.com, it looks a bit like the Drudge Report, back when Matt Drudge ran it, at least. And we aggregate stories from around the state. And you can see my column there and Mike Rosen's column. You can see all the news stories about politics from Colorado, all of which have at least a conservative, not just point of view, but have an importance to those of us who want to see some news that's important to conservatives. And it's free. You don't have to sign up. You just go and enjoy. Check it out. Our television program is Devil's Advocate, 8:30 p.m., Channel 12 every Friday. But if you go to thinkfreedom.org, you get to see the whole show for free. It's on our YouTube station, IITV on YouTube. That's Independence Institute TV, IITV. Our podcast, Devil's Advocate with John Caldera, on all streaming services. Check it out. All of this costs you nothing. Just enjoy. So there it is. That was my commercial. I hope you liked it. I want to bring you back to when Bill Clinton was diddling about with an intern. And he was impeached. I remember it. And it was such a big deal. It was such a big, big deal. And back then, the left was saying, ugh, it's just about sex.
It's just about sex.
You can't impeach him because it's just about sex. And we Republican types were like, no, it's not just about sex. The man committed perjury. Perjury is a high crime. He committed perjury. Under oath, he lied. the lead law enforcement official of the United States lied under oath. Therefore, he needs to be impeached and removed from office. And lo and behold, he was impeached. I believe only the second president ever to be impeached. This was big. I mean, big. And I, among others, pretty excited about it. I wanted him impeached, and I wanted him removed from office. Por qué? Because I did not like his politics. Oh, and also, he committed perjury. Now, fast forward to President Trump. President Trump was also impeached twice. He was impeached twice, but not convicted, just like Bill Clinton. Like Bill Clinton, he was not removed from office. He was not convicted. Here he is now, charged with a crime that he did not commit while in office. So he did not perjure himself in office. His little crime over sex, his little sex crime, didn't happen in office. It happened before he was president. And I find myself being hypocritical. I find myself going, yeah, I think he did it. Yeah, I think he did it. Don't you? Just like we all said, oh yeah, Clinton, oh he did it. He said he didn't do it. Remember? He wagged his finger at us. He wagged his finger at us. And said, I did not have sexual relations with that woman. Can you imagine how it must have felt to be that girl? That poor little intern. To be the butt of every joke. To have the most powerful man on the planet. The most powerful man on the planet to call you a liar and a whore, and you're just a college kid. You're an intern. Isn't that? And the rest of her life is ruined. That's got to be amazing. I mean, no matter where you are, Bill Clinton has a foundation named after him, a library named after him. Women are still throwing themselves at him. Poor Monica Lewinsky is still synonymous with oral sex. And wherever she goes, she will be forever remembered for that. You see, because I know I'm on a family station, I'm keeping all these jokes to a minimum. Isn't that incredible? I'm impressed by my own restraint. Fast forward to Trump. Stormy Daniels is a professional sex worker. She's a porn star. She's not shy about how she makes her money. You want to see what she looks like naked? You can go buy a film. A couple years ago, she went on tour to strip clubs to do a show so you could see what the Donald saw. I had friends who saw her at the Diamond Cabaret here in Denver. She made money. She made money because she had sex with the president, or the man who became president, and still made money off of it. How wild is that? So here we are, and me being a hypocrite. Back then saying, no, lying under oath was a big deal. And now I'm saying, it's just about sex. Are you also being a hypocrite? Would you have said the same thing if it was Obama or Biden being brought up on these charges? Would you be saying the same thing? 303-696-1971. I want to know. What does it mean? What does it mean? What do we expect out of this? We're being played. Those of us who want smaller government, those of us who want Biden out of office, those of us who want a Republican limited government, president, House, Senate, and courts are being played by this. This is a dangerous precedent, no matter what side of the fence you're on. Why? Quite simply, because we've opened up a door now which we might not be able to close. Like bizarre third world countries, whichever party is in power now will start just bringing up charges on candidates who might threaten them, tie them up with legal hurdles as they try to run for office. This is dangerous. Yes, Trump is an easy target. Yes, Trump is polarizing. Yeah, Trump personally is not an angel. We know this. It's actually part of his charm. One of the reasons I think many of us were drawn to Trump as a president is that he was a disruptor. I think we could find a president who is a disruptor who isn't all about himself. I think the image of Trump, the complete mess that is Trump, the narcissism that is Trump, isn't necessary to be a disruptor. This next year or so, we are giving, or the left is creating. The left is creating what the media is going to love. The Trump Show. All right, 303-696-1971. I really want to know. Would you feel differently about this if it wasn't Trump? If it was somebody else? This from Mediaite. CNN law enforcement analyst John Miller says orders have gone out from the NYPD for every cop in the city, quote, of every rank, to show up in uniform tomorrow following the indictment of Donald Trump. Amid weeks of threats of an indictment, he tells anchor Wolf Blitzer, that the news is coming down. Here's what he says. Well, a few minutes ago, teletype went out to all NYPD commands in New York City, ordering all members of the department, no matter of the rank, to show up in uniform tomorrow. So clearly, NYPD is preparing to have all of its options in case they have to mobilize a large number of police officers. Right now, they're scanning. They're not seeing any plans for any major protests, but that could change overnight because the news is very fresh. Says there's 3,600 police officers in the NYPD. Large groups of them are specially trained for disorder control. Disorder control, that's an odd thing. So this is something that they would want to maintain and command control over in a linear way without bringing in outside entities, especially from outside the city government. I'm actually not predicting any sort of protests. I know Trump would love that. I don't see it. Could be wrong. I could be wrong. What was different about January 6th is there was time to prepare. There was a date certain. And I think Donald Trump's sycophants could spend a lot of time planning for that. This one was a little different. I don't see riots over this. Maybe I'm wrong. You tell me. All right, 303-696-1971. What are we not asking? What are we missing here? Keep in mind, there are still potential indictments on other issues we haven't even thought about. There are separate issues and other investigations that could still pop up. Trying to think out. In Atlanta, there are prosecutors nearing a decision on the investigation of Trump's alleged efforts to subvert the 2020 election results there. Fulton County DA, earlier this year, her office decisions about indictments were, quote, imminent. Last year, she called for a special jury to look into alleged election interference by Trump and his allies. Trump is also under a criminal investigation by a special counsel in two high-stakes federal cases. Reading from Axios. Attorney General Merrick Garland tapped federal veteran prosecutor Jack Smith to lead the Department of Justice's probe into Trump's efforts to interfere with a lawful transfer of power in the 2020 election. Smith is also tasked with examining whether Trump illegally retained classified documents at Mar-a-Lago. In another case in New York, Attorney General Loretta James filed a civil lawsuit accusing Trump and his family of financial fraud. So he still has other ones popping out. Sometimes I wonder if he wants to be president just to stop all these investigations. 303-696-1971. John Caldera in for George. Keep it right here. 710 KNUS. Isn't this song a little too hip for the KNUS crowd?
Just too hip for you.
Well done. 8:30, I'm John Caldera on 710 KNUS in for George Brockler. Call me, I'm lonely. You never write. You never think of me. You're out there having a wonderful life. I'm stuck at home. You're out there having an adventure. I got to stay home, take care of the kids while you're out there talking to important people and doing important things. 303-696-1971. This indictment is political. It's political theater. It's political hay. And it's bad all around. It's just bad all around. It's bad for America. I don't care what you think of Trump. This is another bit of denigration for a once great nation. It's sad. It's just sad. All right, let's get to the phones. 303-696-1971. Frank, good morning. Welcome. Glad to have you.
Hey, John. Hey, Frank. Last night I was with a friend who she's very lefty, but and she was just gleeful with the indictment. I mean, like to a point of, and it really was, we didn't get into an argument or discussion too deep about it. We both avoided it, but she just couldn't see how this is damaging to the country and how it's stupid and it's political. And the more I thought about it.
Isn't that bizarre? Can you stop there just for a second?
Yeah.
The Trump derangement syndrome is so bizarre. It is. Listen, I understand why Trump is an easy to dislike person for many people. I get it. But the level of derangement when he was elected in 2016, the amount of people who literally cried. My daughter coming home from middle school telling me about the teachers who broke into tears. Listen, I hated it when Obama was elected. I don't remember crying. It is so bizarre. Just so bizarre, the derangement of the emotionalistic responses by people who are get unhinged by this. Anyway, please continue.
Well, no, that's I agree with you, and I think it's just, but it's on both sides. What I realized is I'm like, this all this does is cue up the Trump crazies who absolutely ignore who they are in love with in Donald Trump and are going to go, you know, protest or do something else or act like house apes on the other side of the coin. And it's derangement on both sides. Everybody knew and knows that Trump was a bad actor before he was ever ran for office. He's personally and professionally always been a bad actor. He's a narcissistic kook. He's probably fits under a DSM diagnosis.
Oh, and if you've ever read the DSM for narcissist, and I have, he fits beautifully.
Absolutely, but what I guess is what I would invite everybody to do on both sides is to don't give this guy any more energy. Don't give him any more waste of mental time, waste of physical anything. He's number one. There's the old saying, John, you know, about trying to teach a pig to dance, is that, you know, the pig doesn't learn anything. You get muddy and the pig gets muddy. And the only difference between you and the pig at that point is the pig likes being muddy. That's Donald Trump. There's no point in trying to put better energy towards this guy one way or the other. He's a waste of time and energy. Everybody grow up and move past this guy. Get everybody just, and emphasis on grow up, because on both sides, if you're a Trump derangement disorder hater or a Trump derangement disorder supporter, you're a kid. You're acting like a childish infant. Stop. Grow up. It never should have gotten this far. That's what I would invite people to do.
Let me retort this way. That's a wonderful sentiment, but that's like saying, I wish I had my hair back. In that, given the reality of the body politic, if you're a strategist, if you're a Democratic strategist, you look at the political reality and you say, if we can keep Trump active and connect Trump to the candidates we want to lose. That's really great for us. How do we do that? Well, we keep him active by making sure he has to fight off these charges. So we keep charges going at him. We keep him in the news. And we know that we have allies in the news, political allies in the news. All we need to do is find a reason for him to be in the news, even something small, and he will be front page news. We just need to give him a little bit, and our friends will make sure that the fears are stoked, that they will keep people scared, and therefore we will be able to win. That's what they're doing. That's the reality of this. So, Frank, you can say, why don't we all just get along and say, hey, everybody calm down. That's adorable. That's not going to happen, though.
Well, I guess, but you just described a situation which I think you're accurate about. Trump is a weaponized tool, emphasis on tool. But and why, if you don't put energy towards that, if you don't put any attention or energy towards the other side using him to basically stir things up, it doesn't happen. If everybody just backs away from this hot mess, it sits there as a hot mess. It doesn't then draw attention on either side. Everybody can elect to not participate in the Trump charade mess anymore. They can all back off of it. And I know maybe I'm being a little unrealistic with that, but I don't know. I think, is it within human capacity to grow up? No, I think it's part of being human, growing up.
Well, and also, they don't want to grow up. I was talking to a woman who went on a first date, an older woman, went on a first date, walked to the restaurant, and things were going all right. And then the man said, oh, I didn't even ask you what your political leanings were. And she said, blah, 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 I'm conservative, this and that. And he said, you didn't vote for Trump, did you? And she said, well, yeah, I voted for him twice. And, like a lightning switch, just boom, what? And he went off, and they got into the argument, and finally she said, well, obviously I don't think this is going to work. And he was like, damn straight this isn't going to work, and started yelling and screaming. She left. He followed her out of the restaurant, walked down the street, and continued to yell and scream, and he, walked. She was fearful he was going to follow her all the way home as he lost his stuff. It was just crazy. It was this derangement, the switch, and off it went. Now, I get it. I cannot understand why anyone would vote for a socialist like Obama. He's not a socialist! Ah! All right, fine. But I felt as I disliked Obama as much as you dislike Trump. Got it? But I didn't go chase people down the streets yelling at them. I didn't break into tears. I did not crash people's parties and hold up signs. I did not chase people down streets and have verbal altercations with them. That's what circuit breaker blows in people's brains that cause them to do this. That's the part I don't understand. And maybe it's the part that happens for those of us on the right who don't understand that emotionalistic craziness that happens. And we saw this with Bush, too, during the war. That derangement that just goes crazy. And I understand Trump is a really easy guy to dislike. He is such an obnoxious, narcissistic, over-the-top guy. I get why people can easily dislike him. By the way, the way that Obama would talk down and lecture to us, and that professorial, I'm so much better than you, way that elitists do. God, I hated it. Every time he opened his mouth, it just drove me nuts. And I took great satisfaction knowing that every time Trump opened up his mouth, that progressives would go find it as grating as I found Obama and Hillary's voice. I found a certain satisfaction in that, I have to admit.
I agree. I did too. I mean, I honestly did. I thought it was ridiculous. Everybody acts so emotionally on all sides of this person that I really think it doesn't do anybody any good anymore. I mean, it's wonderful. I know, John, like, you didn't act emotional when Obama was elected, whereas people acted on the left emotionally when Trump was elected. That's good. You're an adult.
People cried.
And you acted as an adult.
I went out on dates with women who cried. They cried when we talked about Trump. And I was thinking, you know, this relationship probably isn't going to work. I mean, we should still try to go to bed, but you know, the relationship won't work.
Because the people, you know, it's allowing themselves their emotions to control their actions, which is stupid. And it's the same. Look, I just want people to be clear-eyed about this. It's the same thing with people who are the rabid Trump supporters. They're allowing their emotions to guide their actions, and it never leads to a good thing. So everybody gear down one and relax. This isn't it. Is this individual worth the energy? My answer is clearly no. He isn't.
And
so
by the way, everyone cool down isn't going to happen. Should Republicans vote Trump off the island? It would probably be the best thing for Republicans if we could, but Democrats, liberals, will never vote Trump off the island because, as we've seen in the last three cycles, he is the gift that keeps giving to the left. The last thing they want to do is vote him off the island. The media will never vote him off the island. The left will never vote him off the island. The hardcore right, who have lifted him to savior status, to messiah status, will never vote him off the island. So why would they?
I agree. I mean, I know the left wants to tie us to the Trump mask. I don't want to be tied to the Trump mask. I'm not going to participate in that. It's negative energy, and it gets us nowhere. So I invite everybody to quit doing that. Quit playing into their hand.
Let's think about this for a second. You've got the entire progressive machine who will not let go of the Trump world because it only helps them. So you have 100% of the left. That means 100% of the left's apparatus. That means all of the media. That means all of entertainment, all of television, all of radio, all of news, all of Hollywood, all of reporters, all of late night talk show, all of Saturday Night Live, all of this. And you have, beyond that, all those who are under Trump's spell in the right. The ones who will still, every time you talk to them, believe, no, he won the election, and we're still fighting this fight that is now 3 years old. And they still want to relive that battle, which is a gone battle. It just doesn't matter anymore. So you've got all that who want to keep this fire alive, and all it does is help the elitist left. It helps those who want Republicans to lose. So this fight isn't going away. So with this indictment, you now have, from now until either he loses the primary or loses the presidential election, it's going to be one of those two, Trump will be front page news until then. It's brilliant. It's evil brilliance.
I agree. I mean, I curse the landscape too, but I'm also going to be realistic about the landscape and where the paths are out. And
right.
I know that doesn't lead out is to continue to participate in the left's game of tying ourselves to Donald Trump.
The way out of this, and I know there's a group of conservatives that just don't want to hear this. The way out of this is when a different Republican who holds the same policy values as Trump, maybe it's DeSantis, maybe it's somebody else, wins the Republican nomination for president. Once that happens, if it happens, maybe it can't even happen, but if it were to happen, that's when everything of this disappears. Then it disappears overnight.
I think it erodes. Yeah, it erodes. I don't think it goes away overnight. I wish it did.
No, I think it goes. I think it goes away overnight. Then all of a sudden, all this doesn't matter. The indictments crumble. It just doesn't matter, and it all just goes away, because then the chapter ends. It will be very much like when Hillary didn't win the presidency, and then all of a sudden all things Hillary, boop, went away. It'll be like that. I got to run. Thanks for the call. 303-696-1971. I'm John Caldera. Keep it right here. 710 KNUS. In for Brockler, it's John Caldera, 303-696-1971. We've got callers on in short amount of time, so let's just jump into it. Let's go out to Morrison and talk to Ben. Good morning, Ben. You're with John Caldera.
Yeah, hey, John.
Howdy.
I want to say, as a person that leans a little bit to the left, please run Donald Trump for president, because that's an easy, easy win for us.
Why do you say that? I don't disagree
because
with you, but I'm just curious why you say that.
He's so scandal-ridden. I mean, it's like his supporters are basically kind of like crummy parents that have like a really crummy kid. And, you know, they're like, well, Tommy, you see, he made honor roll this week. And the rest of us are looking at it and we're like, yeah, we're looking at Tommy. Yeah, he made honor roll, but he's also pouring lighter fluid on the cat and throwing matches at it. Like, he's a dirtbag kid. Like, we don't.
But Trump won.
There's other kids.
Trump won in 2016.
Against Hillary Clinton, which is like beating up a crippled kid. You know, that she's not a strong candidate. If he had to go up against Obama.
But you were. Hang on. I'm looking right in your eyes. Wait. I'm looking in your eyes. And I can tell you were really surprised Trump won.
I was, but mostly because the sexual assault thing had just come out right before the...
No, even before right that, before even before cast. That, you would have been surprised that he won.
Yeah, I was.
And wait. I'm looking deep into your eyes, Ben, and I can tell that you were very scared he was going to win re-election, and if not for not for COVID and some stupidity towards the end of the re-election effort, you thought he could win re-election too.
You know what? Biden wasn't my first choice.
I didn't say that. I said you were worried he was going to win re-election too.
Yeah, I was. And I was going to finish with was Biden wasn't my first choice, really, with that election. But Biden was someone I knew would probably beat Trump. And that was my decision on voting for Biden, was I don't want Trump in office again.
Right.
So
right,
I would have voted for someone else in the primary.
I concede your point. Anybody who is on the left really does want Trump winning because he, like, I want Biden to run for re-election. I believe Biden will be the easiest to defeat, assuming we have anybody but Trump running.
I'll concede that. I don't think he's a strong candidate.
Right. You know? Right.
But all right, I think he can beat Trump.
So having Trump in the headlines is great for you.
Yeah, it is.
All right. Well, you and I are on the exact same page. Hey, I gotta run here. This was great stuff, and thank you for thanks for saying what I've been saying. We'll play with this back when we get back. John Caldera, you're on KNUS.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.